With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says by watching man-on-the-street interviews with the anti-Israel students demonstrating on college campuses, it seems clear that most are uninformed about the history of the conflict.
The vast majority of them have no idea what they're talking about. They don't know the facts. Some of them are denying that October 7th even happened. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we're relying on and calling upon and demanding these university officials to get control of the situation. It's just completely out of control right now.
Speaker Johnson appeared this week on the Salem Radio Network. Retired Navy Admiral James Tavridis says a new aid package for Ukraine will give it much greater protection against Russia's advance over the next year.
Aid TACMs, the long-range surface-to-surface missiles, will be striking Crimea. Drones purchased by Ukraine, built by Ukraine in many cases, better cyber, all of that.
And Severity says a good portion of the money will wind up back in the hands of U.S. military suppliers. Julie Walker reports tornadoes collapsed buildings and leveled homes in Nebraska and Iowa.
A tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions Friday. Matthew Taylor and Paul Wright capturing it on video while Pat and Kim Woods watched.
We watched it touch down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the get shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
The whole neighborhood just to the northwest. North of us is pretty flattened.
More tornadoes are in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service, across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion group Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless it is done so to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. The owner of a suburban Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing a man, was arrested at a New York airport as he was preparing to depart for Hong Kong with a one-way ticket. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucindo says business owners are typically suspects in cases like this.
He was a suspect from the beginning, being the owner of this business. Anyone that owns a business and something like this happens has to be considered a suspect.
The man was brought back to Detroit and arraigned on Thursday on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. A freight train derailment and fire has forced a closure of key east-west Interstate 40 near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. New Mexico State Police and the Arizona Department of Public Safety closed Interstate 40 in both directions with no estimated time for it to reopen. New Mexico State Police say that train was hauling gasoline and propane, which caught fire. More details at srnnews.com.